In a world where beauty is currency and appearances mask deadly intentions, one woman navigates the treacherous imperial court with an unusual weapon, medicinal knowledge. Mao Mao, a 17-year-old apothecary with deliberately applied freckles and a blunt manner, finds herself kidnapped from her home in the Pleasure District and forced to work as a servant in the Emperor's rear palace. Unlike the delicate consorts who compete for imperial favor, Mao Mao values practicality over beauty, herbs over jewels. Her carefully cultivated plainness makes her invisible in the beauty-obsessed court, precisely as she intends. But when royal infants begin dying mysteriously and whispers of curses spread, Mao Mao's analytical mind recognizes what others cannot: poison hiding in plain sight. Raised in a high-class brothel by her adoptive father, a former court doctor, she learned both medicine and human nature by observing the complex ecosystem of the Pleasure District. This unique upbringing gave her encyclopedic knowledge of herbs, poisons, and remedies, alongside a pragmatic view of human behavior that borders on cynical. When three royal infants die with similar symptoms, Mao Mao identifies the culprit: expensive white face powder containing toxic lead compounds, slowly poisoning both the consorts and their nursing infants. Rather than seeking recognition, Mao Mao anonymously delivers warnings to the affected consorts. One heeds the warning and saves her daughter. Another ignores it, resulting in her son's death. Her actions catch the attention of Jin Shi, a beautiful, high-ranking eunuch who recognizes her unique talents and elevates her position, much to her dismay. In the imperial court, appearance is everything, yet rarely what it seems. Mao Mao deliberately cultivates unattractiveness with fake freckles and unkempt hair to deflect attention, while Jin Shi's perfect beauty serves as both test and tool. The emperor uses Jin Shi's appearance to evaluate consorts' loyalty, yet beneath his feminine beauty lies sharp intelligence and authority. What makes their dynamic compelling is Mao Mao's reaction to Jin Shi, not attraction, but discomfort, comparing him to staring at the sun. Her practical mind fascinates him because it differs from typical calculated responses. Their relationship evolves through investigations, with Jin Shi gradually revealing vulnerability around her. The garden party scene crystallizes this theme when Mao Mao's makeover reveals her striking natural beauty, forcing everyone to reevaluate assumptions. Beauty functions as both shield and weapon. Consorts weaponize appearance for imperial favor, while others use plainness as protection. The poisonous face powder that kills royal children perfectly encapsulates this duality: beauty rituals that become deadly. What distinguishes this court intrigue is its focus on medicine as a lens for understanding power and human nature. Mao Mao's medical knowledge functions as detective work, using observation, deduction, and experimentation to uncover hidden truths. She methodically investigates poisonous face powder, tests food for toxins, and demonstrates chemical reactions to debunk superstitions. This scientific perspective extends to human behavior. Mao Mao recognizes consort Fuyo's sleepwalking as a calculated performance to appear unattractive to the emperor. She discovers consort Li Shu's food taster is deliberately exposing her to allergens as subtle bullying. In each case, her observations reveal hidden psychological dynamics. Most fascinating is Mao Mao's self-experimentation with poisons. Palace staff misinterpret her scars as signs of abuse when they're actually results of scientific inquiry. This willingness to use her body as a laboratory shows both her dedication to knowledge and unsettling disregard for personal safety, making her simultaneously admirable and disturbing. When Mao Mao returns to the Red Light District, we see how it mirrors the Imperial Palace. Both are enclosed worlds with rigid hierarchies where women's value hinges on beauty and pleasing men. In the palace, consorts compete for the emperor. In the Pleasure District, courtesans vie for wealthy patrons. both environments harbor dangerous power dynamics. In the Pleasure District, we meet Mau Mau's connections, the tough madam who greets her with an affectionate yet disciplinary punch, the three princesses, exclusive courtesans whose personas mask survival instincts, and her gentle father, continuing his medical practice despite aging legs. These relationships reveal Mau Mau's complex identity, belonging fully to neither world. The imperial court operates on two currencies, beauty and fertility. When Li Hua's son dies from poisonous face powder, her status collapses despite family connections, while Gyokyo rises when her daughter survives. Later, Mau Mau helps restore Li Hua's health and shares courtesan's techniques, allowing her to reclaim the emperor's attention, proving fallen consorts can regain power through strategy. The final mystery revolves around honey, which reveals buried palace secrets. When consort Li Shu shows discomfort with honey tea, Mamo's investigation leads her to the Garnet Pavilion, where aging consort Adu lives with her lady-in-waiting Fengming, whose family keeps bees. Mamo uncovers a tragic history. 16 years ago, the emperor's only child with his consort allegedly died in infancy, and the court doctor was banished. Consort Li Shu's childhood honey allergy provides a crucial clue. When confronted, Fengming confesses to stealing the child Adu cherished more than a jewel. Mamo realizes a shocking possibility. Adu's son wasn't dead, but switched with another infant, possibly the current emperor himself. Despite facing exile, Adu maintains dignity. During her final palace night, she shares wine with Mamo, lamenting sacrifices made for her, including Fengming, who took her own life to preserve their secret. This mystery shows how past actions shape present relationships, with loyalty transcending imperial hierarchies. The garden party reveals court politics through seating arrangements. The emperor sits centrally with highest-ranking consorts beside him. Young, virtuous consort Li Shu, outranking the older, pure consort Ah Duo, creates an awkward hierarchy affecting everyone. Even ladies-in-waiting become pieces in their mistress's influence games, with gifts signaling potential alliances. After the opening arc, Mau Mau is dismissed during a purge targeting Fengming's connections. Her return to Verdigris House highlights imperial status's fragility. At a noble's banquet where she assists, Mau Mau meets a melancholy Jin Shi, who misunderstood her feelings about palace service, unaware it offered relative safety compared to the Pleasure District. Their interaction peaks when Jin Shi applies Mau Mau's lip color to himself, an intimate gesture serving as a public statement that sparks noble gossip. Later, a wealthy noble seeks Mau Mau through Jin Shi's influence. In this world where knowledge equals power, Mau Mau's greatest strength lies in seeing beyond surfaces, whether diagnosing poison, untangling court intrigue, or deciphering human motives. Mau Mau's dual experience gives her unique insight into human nature. When investigating a brothel poisoning, she discovers a courtesan's revenge plot but keeps it private, recognizing it stems from years of powerlessness, similar to palace consorts' desperate measures. In both worlds, everyone is trapped in their own poisonous garden, reflecting how confinement shapes choices and morality. Initially reluctant, Mau Mau becomes entangled in palace intrigue where medicine becomes detective work, beauty serves as armor, and knowledge becomes dangerous power. Her journey reveals that true perception requires looking beyond beautiful facades hiding deadly poisons. Whether in the palace's gilded halls or the pleasure district's perfumed chambers, survival depends on seeing through carefully constructed illusions, a skill at which our reluctant, herb-stained detective excels.